And we're never alone because we always have the Lord with us. We always have the Word of God with us. Every day we take time to get into that Word. On the Morning Munch. And that's what we're doing right now is we're going to get into God's Word. Joined this morning by Mark Berg from Revive, Ohio. Mark, how are you doing this morning?
Doing good, Tommy. Thank you.
It's good to have you back with us, and we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart.
Excellent. And we're going to wrap up our little series looking into a Jesus practical approach to sharing the good news, sharing the gospel. And we've been looking at love and listening and discerning. And finally today, the fourth word we're going to dig into is respond. And so we're still in John chapter 4. And now we're going to look in as Jesus loved on the woman at the well. He listened to her story. He discerned from the Holy Spirit what was going on in her life. And finally now we're down to the response. And so we're picking this up at verse 25. And the woman said to him, I know that the Messiah is coming, he who is called Christ. When that one comes, he will declare all things to us. And so Jesus said, I who speak to you am he. So Jesus still affirms the Jews' belief that the Messiah will come from the Jews, but that all will be welcome to worship him, independent of a location right now. So we carry on in verse 27. And at this point, the disciples came, and when they were amazed because he had been speaking to a woman, yet no one said to him, what do you seek? Or why do you speak to her? Verse 28. So the woman left her water pot and went into the city and said to the men, come see a man who told me all things that I have done. This is not the Christ, is it? In verse 30, they went out of the city and were coming to him. So what we see here is the woman left her earthly task of drawing water in order to tell her neighbor, even men, which was very strange for that particular situation, about the living water that she had found. And hopefully Jesus was finally able to get a drink from it. Now we pick up on verse 39. From that city, many of the Samaritans believed in him because of the word, the woman who testified. And he told me all things that I have done. So when the Samaritans came to Jesus, they were asking him to stay with them. He stayed there 2 days. Many more believed because of his word. And they were saying to the woman, it is no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard ourselves and know that this one is indeed the Savior of the world. So this final word is respond. So once Jesus loved on her, he listened to her story. He discerned, and the Father gave him words to speak and told him things about the woman. Then he moved into the response. So the first thing is, in a practical sense, Jesus said to her, I am he who speaks to you. I am the Messiah. So the practical tip here is share the good news of Jesus Christ by pointing them to the Word of God. Let the Word of God speak to them. Let it do the speaking. Open your mouth. Romans 10:14 says, how then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how will they believe in him whom they have not heard? And how will they hear without a preacher? The second key here is actually pray. Pray for this person. And if you have discerned that they're open to this, pray with them out loud. Pray with them. But finally, do what the Spirit of God instructs you to do. Every situation is unique, but every believer has the Holy Spirit in them as a guide. And we were actually made to tell others about him, so why wouldn't he help us? So lean on the Holy Spirit, lean on his discernment, but make sure that you share the Word of God and let the Word come alive as illuminated by the Holy Spirit. So thank you so much for joining us, and I have loved this time. So love, listen, discern, and respond.
That's a great word for us, Mark. Would you go ahead and pray for our listeners?
I will. Heavenly Father, I come to you and I lift up all of the listeners that have caught any part of this series this weekend. Lord, I'm praying that they're wanting to know more. I pray that, God, they're drawn to your word themselves and that they will dig in, if it were even to John chapter 4 in this text, God, that we have unpacked this week. And God, I pray that your spirit pricks their hearts to say, you know what, that has intrigued me enough that I am willing to try to speak about my faith, try to share the good news with somebody else, with someone that's hurting, broken, lost, fearful, doubting, whatever that is, God, whatever the category is, God, I'm just praying that you, by your Holy Spirit, would draw us, lead us, and guide us into all truth in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Mark Burke joining us for Revive Ohio all week long. And Mark, thank you so much. You said you've been really enjoyed it. Well, we've enjoyed having you on. You've done a great job this week, and we really appreciate you bringing the word this week and sharing with us all week long. And tell us about Revive Ohio.
Yeah, and so Revive Ohio, we are a ministry to equip the church. What we're called to do is just in this practical mission of loving on people in our communities. We're trying to just come alongside the body of Christ, come alongside the church, and just practically, simply teaching you how to share the gospel in your community with your neighbors, with your coworkers, and that is just in a practical sense how to love, listen, discern, and respond, and share the gospel, and to make disciples. That's what Jesus called us to do. You can find us on the internet. Our website is reviveoh.com. Again, reviveoh.com, and it's got all the information there about our ministry and how you can invite us to come to your community and help you do this.
Excellent. Mark, hey, thank you so much. You've been great. We definitely want to have you back on and do this again. We really appreciate the word you brought to us this week, man.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Tommy. Appreciate the opportunity.